Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and I'm delighted to welcome a guest who has been on this program through the years, Noel McNeil. Not McNeil now, mind you. Think of meal, think of food, and then you can also think of the executive head chef at the Loch Earn Golf Resort and Hotel in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. Noel, you're very welcome back to us.
Marvellous. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let me tell you, there are experiences and goals in life, and but being responsible for cooking for and catering to the world leaders last year at the G8 summit, rubbing shoulders not only with celebrities and presidents and representatives of the G8. That has to be highlighted. I don't know how you're going to top that.
I think it's a marvelous highlight, and I was very privileged to be able to be the chef, to be able to cook for the world leaders. And I think, you know, it's a wonderful testament that how great Ireland actually is for them to actually pick such a great venue and be able to come and certainly to share it with the rest of the world, showcase how great Ireland is to come and visit.
Now, you have all these world leaders. Did part of your preparation, did you think to yourself, I wonder what the taste buds are like for all of these people? Or did you say, listen, the Loch Earn, first of all, is world famous, and it's one of the greatest venues in Ireland. But how did you set up with your, when you started with the yellow pad on page one when you were doing the draft, what were you thinking of?
Well, I've been honest, what do you call it? Obviously, Prime Minister Cameron was really wanting to host this for all the world leaders, and obviously he had a lot of thoughts of what he really wanted, and I think there was a lot of what I wanted, and I think I was very stubborn when it came down to wanting to really showcase the people that supply a lot of all the food to the Loch Earn. And the one great thing is that, you know, when guests come to the Loch Earn, we want to showcase that. And that was one of the key things that I was very adamant about, that the menu had to reflect the produce that we have in Ireland, most of all. And there was a lot of going back and forth, but I believe very much that it had to be the people that I was going to showcase, from the local lady down the road that made the local box day, you know, that she had, you know, that was one of the key things. I wanted to make sure that the produce, you know, that's what modern Irish food is now all about. It's about taking the best of local produce, cooking it as little as possible with great skills of the chefs, and serving it in a five-star manner. So that was a key thing. And I mean, it took a long time for them to get the grasp of what we really wanted to showcase from our people. And I think that was one of the great things afterwards, after I got a private invitation then to Downing Street as a big thank you for such a successful event.
Yeah. Now, you knew, of course, something about fresh produce. You grew up on a farm in Tunbridge in County Antrim, And you're one of six of a family there, so you knew, you know, from the get-go of what it was like firsthand to be a self-contained family. And your farm wasn't that big to begin with, right?
No, it wasn't a big farm, you know. It was a very small farm. You know, we only had something like 12 cows, but enough to be able to feed the rest of the whole family, from the milk right down to being able to survive. And I think that was one of the great things, looking after the garden. My parents really stocked my suitcase is such full of great tools of life that I keep using day in and day out. And it surprises me how much my parents actually give to me. As I get older, I realize that's something that I learned when I was actually very young. And now, you know, I live the dream, living in the country. I have my own chickens. I have my own garden. And with that, having my own garden, it really is a bit like wearing a watch that shows you the seasons of life. When I'm able to plant something, that I'm able to see exactly that's the right season, from anything from the berries and on the blackberries, the black currants, the red currants, the strawberries, you know. The seasons have so much to tell us, and I think that's one of the great things of Ireland, that we have that, and we have more people that are going to the likes of the farmers markets, sharing all of that. It's just really showcasing the fruits of life.
Now, we dined indeed with Noel and his chef's friends last week at the famous and prestigious James Beard Foundation restaurant right here in New York City, and indeed along with Tourism Ireland, and a great number of people would know of the James Beard. Who was he? And of course, James Beard, the foundation, is iconic when it comes to culinary heritage of America. But give us a little bit. Who was this James Beard?
James Beard was an iconic writer, chef here in Ireland, and he made a lot of dreams come true for a lot of people. And he taught in his house a cookery school, which the likes of Julia Childs went to learn how to cook. So many of the distinguished other great people of America, chefs of America, actually did as well. And when he died, obviously there was a lot of people wanted to keep his memory intact. The likes of Julia Childs, the likes of so many of the iconic chefs of Alice Waters, all of them, people wanted to keep that alive. So there's the James Beard Foundation, which really helps develop chefs from around, just not just America, but around the world now. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to launch my book, to be part of the Three Shades of Green, which I'm part of, that we went to the James Beard, was because of the passion, the love of what they threw out into the world. And it just means it meant such greatness to be able to have the chance to be able to do that.
Now, the emphasis in Ireland, even through the Celtic Tiger years, was indeed to come back to the basics, which is indeed that it is the theme of your latest book called Irish Pantry. It has to do, with again coming back to the basics So take us through, well, again, the book and how this book is different. I mean, you've written not only a number of books, but menus and recipes and everything else. So when you come to the pantry, that smacks of bringing us all back to kind of to Ireland and the great significance of the pantry itself.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's very, very important. First of all, foremost, you know, the Irish pantry where I was brought up was certainly a place that was very much cooler. We put a lot of our dry goods in it. Plus, we put in a lot of the breads or preserves or goodies. And a lot of the items that were there really to feed the ones that we loved and to really share that. So when visitors would have came, they would have left with a pot of jam as a gift, as well as they would have done exactly the same, would have came with a gift. But this book very much is about, you know, things that are stocked in your pantry, and it's how you use the likes of the very, very basics to make something that is so beautiful for the rest of your meal. And that's where it really all starts. It starts with very much about the basics. And I am a firm believer very much about simplicity and what it is and everything that you can do to share with your loved ones. And certainly that comes from my mother as well. The Irish mother, I think, is amazing. And I think people will love to read about the old fashioned methods, you know what I mean? The practical map, filling your larder, from the people that have the wisdom, you know, to be able to share that.
Well, long before the written recipes, the talent of, again, the Irish mother and the unique manner of of baking and cooking, you know, brings us back to the mother with the fistful of this and a pinch of that. And there was definitely a certain pride that went with that. I think that, you know, before scales and before measurements became very much a part of the cooking of today, there was an inbred talent there that was peculiar and particular to the island of Ireland.
Yeah, and I think that food's so important. You know, my philosophy very much around food has roots, you know, in my homeland, ancient past as such, with a modern twist. And it's every bit, you know, as Irish as I am, you know what I mean? And it's all about finding the very best of the local grown ingredients. It's about supporting farms, grocers, you know what I mean, that respect the earth, preparing meals that delight and excite the senses. You know, that to me is so, it's all about natural flavors, good food that will always shine through.
Now, throughout your own career, you've hosted like many regular TV programs and your contribution through recipes and editorials, leading magazines, publications, including Bon Appetit, America's Food and Entertainment Guide, all of which brings us to how do you keep your recommendations and your recipes, how do you keep them fresh? How do you, is there that much, particularly with food, the wine, combination? It seems like there are a million books on cookery, and Ireland is way out in front there. You're one of a great number of chefs in Ireland that in fact share you know, through your books, which are world renowned.
And I think that's so important as well. You know, I mean, it's about the day to day things that we actually do to the customers' expectations. And that's where I get so much of the ideas, you know, from not just it's all about our meat, which is so, so important, but certainly as well from vegetarian food. And I'm not saying that because of having done Paul McCartney's wedding or anything to do with either the G8 or whatever, but it's all about our thoughts of what we do, of our past, of our history, of our passion of food itself, and Ireland is just evolving dramatically, you know what I mean? It's not just about the corned beef and cabbage. It's not just about the good old spud anymore. It's about, you know, how much we can actually showcase our guests. And we're very, very proud to be able to do that, you know. So it's so important that we're able to share that with the rest of the world.
Well, you're definitely doing that now at the James Beard Foundation event last week. You had a slew of guests, some of them students, and as you had mentioned, and you know, some again world famous chefs there with you. Is the experience, what would your role be in that? Are you guiding along the way every single aspect of it?
I think one of the most important things is for everyone to be able to share and not look for something back. That's I think the wrong thing. I think it's all about how we can give to the next generation. It's how we can actually share that. And obviously, with I was doing the dinner along with Judith McLaughlin from the Shamrock and Peach in Atlanta and Margaret Johnston, the IrishCook.com. So I think with that, I wanted to give other students in Ireland an opportunity. And I went to the local college, Southwest College, and they were able to give scholarships to three students to be able to come over to cook for the Beard House. As well, they were able to go to the Culinary Institute of America. They were able to do quite a lot of other things and eat their way around New York, which was quite unbelievable for the likes of the students and two lecturers to be able to do, as the three students had never been out of Ireland before. So it was a great experience to see something on a world stage like the James Beard, and like so many other experiences they've had in New York. So I think in life itself, it is about sharing. It's about sharing the experience in whatever we can do and how we can make it possible for other young people.
I want to wish you continued success, and indeed you're having plenty of it, in television programs in particular. Many of those are actually produced live. And shown live, does that bring a kind of a particular pressure to yourself and to chefs, and saying, oh geez, if I miscalculate here, that's going to be a reflection that I will probably someday regret, or do you just move on with it? Not everything goes exactly to plan all of the time.
I think for me, live cooking on television is actually better than anything that you will ever experience. I think it's one of the greatest, and I always love to be able to do live cooking. I think it's one of the great things of being able to showcase what you do every single day in the kitchen, and that's what you have to do. You have to think on your feet, you have to be very focused, And as a professional, you need to make sure that you perform. And for television, that's where it really showcases much better than anything else. And I think with a new show, I have a new show called Taste of Success. It's along with so many other great chefs. Paul Flynn is heading it up in Ireland. And it's a 6-week program from RTE. So it's one of the things that we're looking for, people that have the passion to want to cook. And for that is really, we're looking them to come up with a great dish that will actually showcase something that will be put onto a shelf worth over €100,000. So it's a great prize. It's really evolving people that have passions and love, and it just shows you how much Ireland is actually changing dramatically to encourage people that whether it's a butcher, the baker, or whether it's the candlestick maker, it's someone that loves to just produce something that is great and tasty.
It was great seeing you again. And the book, by the way, which is available on Amazon and many prime bookstores around America, is yet one further aspect of your success. So great having you. And I know that many people who are heading for Ireland, particularly now with tourism and the massive number of tourists heading for Ireland, they'll also find you at the Lough Erne Golf Resort and Hotel. It's in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh. And again, continued success. If you Google Noel McMeel, as in McMeel, you better leave yourself a couple of hours, because there's no end to the number of links that are there.
You can actually go on to Twitter and just put in my name, Noel McMeel. You will see all the things that I get up to and everything that's actually happening. It's a wonderful tool. So go into Noel McMeel on Twitter.
Got it. Okay, Noel. Welcome
so
again to yet another successful trip here to New York City, capital of the world. And thanks, Noel. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.